Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Inuit siblings Ukalek and Sandra Slettermark are competing for Greenland in the biathlon at the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan, Italy. They are among a handful of indigenous athletes at this year's games. In addition to making their mark in elite athletic competition, they have used their platform to speak out against the Trump administration's threats to take over their homeland. Dan Ninham is a freelance reporter for ICT News and co-director of the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame. He is from the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin. Ninham interviewed the Slettermarks and came away with renewed reverence for the high level of athleticism required to make it at such a high-profile sporting event.
Their message is that they're there to compete, and they're competitive. They're world class, even though they're not meddling at this time, but they're still among the leaders, and they are making that effort. And I just think of all the, and probably all Olympics, you know, all the elite athletes of all the training performance that they have to endure and to be ready to go. You know, I'd encourage people to do a search on these indigenous Olympians and get to know them.
Ninham has a passion for keeping track of the indigenous athletes at each Olympic Games. It's a lineage that stretches back to Jim Thorpe in 1912, and one Ninham says is important when it comes to indigenous representation. In addition to skiing, figure skating, and bobsled racing, the Winter Olympics exposes viewers at home to sports they might not otherwise follow. Eric Vardaman is the founder and president of the Tulsa Curling Club. He is from the Cherokee Nation and says winning performances at the Olympic level help the visibility of small local outfits like his.
Curling is, in relation to the Olympics, is fairly new. And it's fairly new to most Americans because they only see it when the Olympics happen. But for the U.S. and for, you know, clubs like mine that are basically small-time clubs that, you know, we're not Olympic level. The team that won the gold in 2018 was skipped by John Schuster. He's on the Olympics coverage this year, covering curling and doing some color commentary. That's our Wayne Gretzky, because he brought us the gold. And when the men won the gold, little clubs like Tulsa and other recreational clubs, we got such a huge boost off of that because it put us on the map. And so for us, I would say our quote-unquote hero is John Schuster. And all four of those guys that were on that team, Tyler George and the rest of them, those were the guys that made things happen for us in a big way.
Curling is a complex sport that is often misunderstood. Two teams slide heavy granite stones across the ice toward a circular target, and teammates sweep the ice ahead of the stone to adjust its speed and direction. The high level of strategy the sport requires is the reason it's often called chess on ice. Vardaman says it is easy to understand the basics, but mastery is elusive.
It takes a lot of years of experience. Most of the guys that you see on the Olympics, they've been curling all their lives. They started when they were 5 or 6 years old, and they've curled all their lives. They live somewhere where there's curling. There's Olympic level curling around all the time. And it takes a lot of practice, a lot of years, a lot of time to put in to develop your game and your skills enough to even compete at that level, and then try to compete to get into the Olympics. A lot of people, like whenever they come out to our events and they want to try out curling, their first question is, when can I go to the Olympics? And it's just, you know, and we used to tell them that you're not going to go, you know, you're not going to the Olympics from Tulsa. But there's a lot of time and experience that's required to be an Olympic level curler. I know a lot of people watch it and they think, oh, that seems fairly easy. But the one comment we get when people come try it for the first time, that's a lot harder than it looks. And we all agree with them. Yeah, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Indigenous athletes at this year's games include three competitors from Canada and another from New Zealand. The United States does not list any indigenous athletes at this year's games. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.